If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Football Friday edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. Ryder Cup weekend, feeling great. And football, we're going to cash heavy. Feeling good. Glad to be on the pod.
Oh, man. I like the positivity. Usually, you're not always at positivity with your bets, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah, glass is normally half empty with me because I drink a lot, but we're glass half full today.
Oh, all right. I like it. I like it. And then, of course, there is no Football Friday without our football expert, Connor. Connor, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. It was a stinker of a game last night, at least for my picks. I did not expect McCaffrey to go out like that. That's very unfortunate. And Robbie Anderson didn't do anything for me like I had thought he would.
Dude, Bob Anderson. Bob Anderson had a decent week one. He had a terrible week two. So I'm like, all right, he's going to have a week three. He's going up against the Texans of all teams. I'm like, Bob Anderson, fantasy football this week. Like, let's go for it and just totally shit the bed. And McCaffrey getting hurt basically screwed everyone. I don't think there was a single Christian McCaffrey bet that hit for anybody. So it was a tough one. But hey, I was on the under. I called that game might be a Thursday night stinker, and Christian McCaffrey getting hurt was kind of the icing on top for the stinker of a game. But we got a full week of football ahead of us.
That's right. I'm not going to be stuck on Thursday night football.
Well, especially because your Eagles play Monday night. You guys got the primetime game.
Got a long way to go for that game. A lot to talk about.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And then joining us for this another Football Friday, we got Dish. Dish, welcome on.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Not much, man. Glad you could join us. And then we got a couple new guests for Football Friday. Coming out of the clouds, we have Sunshine joining us. Sunshine, it's been a long time, buddy. We missed you.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I actually was on a Football Friday, I think like 3 weeks ago or so. So thanks for remembering. I appreciate it.
Hey, if you're not on every week, then I basically think you're dead. So I'm glad you're back and glad you're okay.
I appreciate it. I'm here.
And then joining us for, I believe, the very first time. Again, I could be forgetting because I do three of these a week. But Matty Ice. Matty Ice, welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm glad to finally get the invite. I'm looking forward to it.
It's sure to be an electric episode. So, but before we get into the football, I just want to give a quick shout out to Connor's dad. So Connor's dad, he's been listening pretty much ever since Connor came on. So shout out to Connor for that. But he gave us a follow on a few of our social media platforms. He's been commenting, and I just want to give him a quick shout out. And Connor, I believe he had something to note for the Notre Dame Wisconsin game tomorrow.
Yes, we have a celebrity bet from the top dog. So he says that Notre Lame is overrated. He says 38-17 Wisconsin because Toledo almost beat Notre Dame. Florida State, who was unranked, almost beat them and went into overtime, and they had trouble with Purdue last week. And he thinks that Coach Kelly has lost the team after his crazy comment that he made about the team.
Hey, absolutely love it. The top dog is what we will refer to him now. I'm a big fan of it. So,
Patty,
yeah.
Patty, do you know what I love about Connor's dad's prediction?
What?
It is projected to hit the over by 20 points.
that does hurt my under pick a little bit. But hey, if Notre Dame loses, I am all on, especially because Notre Dame was the team that cost me my big parlay last weekend. So hey, let's all roll with Wisconsin, and let's bet together, win together, and let's cash this thing.
Absolutely.
So shout out Top Dog, aka Connor's dad, for following along with us and being our one of our number one fans. And also, don't think we forgot about you, Buck and Carla, our other number one fans. So let's roll. All right, NFL. We are at week three, correct? Yep, that's NFL week three. I have to remember because college football is technically a week ahead of the NFL, so I always have to remember that. But we're going to keep the same things like we did last time, fellas. Favorite underdog, favorite over, favorite under, and we're going to run through it. So we'll start with the favorite. I'm going to go first. I like the Broncos -10.5 versus the Jets. First game this season in Denver. The Rocky Mountains are, in fact, rocky. Fun stat, they are actually 18-2 straight up in their last 20 home openers. And I know what you're thinking, straight up, that doesn't really get you to the 10.5. But it's the Jets, okay? I believe Zach Wilson might be leading the league in interceptions this year so far. The Jets just have nobody. So I'm liking Teddy Two Gloves and those Denver Broncos at -10.5.
I agree with you. My only thing is 10.5 is a lot, no matter how bad the team is you're playing. Certified cover boy here. I'm just refraining from 10.5 points, but I do think the Broncos win, and I think they win big. 10.5 is just a little too uncomfortable for certified cover boy.
That's fair, and I understand that from you. And it might be a prime game for a teaser, and there's a lot of those this week. But I will say the Broncos had won by 10 points in week two at the Jaguars. And then week one, the Broncos beat the New York Giants by 14 at New York. So they've been putting up the points to cover those big spreads so far. And then now they're coming home where they like it. So I'm still rolling with the 10.5. All right, Diz, what's your favorite?
I am loving the Las Vegas Raiders. I know I'm screaming for disappointment here, but do we know if it's Tua or Brissett? I don't think it matters.
It is Brissett. It is confirmed that it is Brissett. Tua has a broken rib.
I do love Brissett more than the next guy, but I think the Raiders roll. I don't like that this is more than three. The extra half on the 3.5 really susses me out, but I think the Raiders roll.
All right, I don't want to spoil any of my other picks, but just know I am on that game as well. All right, let's go with Connor. Connor, what's your favorite?
So I couldn't believe this one. They're basically saying that these two teams are equal, but they're giving the 3 points to the home team. I'm going Steelers -3 against Joe Burrow getting knocked on his ass for the third week in a row all game.
Oh, man, I love it. Absolutely love it. This is also one of my other games that I have another pick on, and Connor already saw the episode notes, but I won't spoil it. But yeah, I am kind of shocked at this, but I wonder too, if the Steelers ended up coming out last week and rolling the Raiders like we kind of all expected, where do you think this line's more at? Do you think it's like at 5.5, 6?
I would think around there, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too, and the only thing that worries me about this game, really more than anything else, is the fact that the Steelers are a little banged up. They're not sure if TJ Watt's playing just yet. That's a big part of the defense. And Big Ben is fighting through some pain, but a lot of people are saying Big Ben's at his best when he's playing through pain. So we will see.
Oh, Big Ben's going to sling it. Shouldn't underestimate the man.
Hey, I'm with you. Dish, what do you got for your favorite?
Sorry, it took me a second to get unmuted. Yep. I can't believe this one, even though they are away, but I am taking the Seahawks at -2.5. I think Dalvin got a little bit hurt. He may not be 100%. It is the Vikings. They have had two heartbreak disappointments, so wouldn't be surprised if they did it again. And I think Seattle is rolling right now, so it's my pick, 2.5.
Hey, I like that one too. It's not one of my picks, but I'm kind of worried because that line feels too good to be true. That's one of those where I can't believe the Seahawks are only favored by 2 points. But
yeah, I thought the same thing.
It's one of those things where you're like, I would love to take this line, but maybe Vegas knows something we don't. But I'm rolling with you here. I'm going Seahawks on that one.
It's it's a perfect teaser line. I have it in the best bet teaser, so I hate to spoil that. I think the Seahawks are going to be pissed off after last week. There was no business for them to lose to Tennessee. Even with Derrick Henry having one of the best games a running back has ever had, they still should have won that game.
Yeah.
So I think the Seahawks bounce back. So I'm with you. I'd love to take that in a tease. So no more spoilers. I'll wait till the best bets.
That's a very good point too, Diz. So the Seahawks got up early last week, and then they kind of took the foot off the gas, and they got ripped to pieces because of it. So I do think that if the Seahawks get up early, I think they're going for the jugular. I think they're just going to keep rolling and let Russ eat. So, yeah.
Also, side note, Diz, I'm not mad at you, but it's okay. But I did a parlay, five-teamer. I did my four picks, and then I did the Cardinals at 3.5. And boy, whew, let me down a little bit, but that's all right.
Sorry about that, bub.
Oh, it's all good. Bet together, win together, you know.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. All right. First timers, let's see how they do. Matty Ice, what do you got for your favorite?
So I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Minus 1.5, which is not a football number. Yep. And the head official, he has been the head official for 3 seasons, 43 games. The opposing team, the away team, has gone 31 of 43 games. I think the Bucs are a better team, and the Rams have been slightly overrated by who they've played. I think the Bucs come in and destroy them.
Wow, that is a tremendous stat that on that head official. Never even crossed my mind. Me, Connor and I were actually talking about this game before we got on air, but I don't know. I was never really sold on the Buccaneers last year, and I think everyone's still hyped on them, and they're thinking they're going to go 17-0. I think they could be due to put up a stinker here, but me and Connor were kind of talking this. We think this will be a great game, probably one we should stay away from and just watch, but... We will definitely see that. It's definitely going to be possibly the game of the week.
Yes, I believe so. I think it's also, you just can't bet against Tom Brady right now. He's hot. He's going to come in hot for the beginning of the season. And I agree with you. I think stinkers come in, but I think it's towards the kind of midway of the season where they get too cocky.
That's absolutely fair. And the fact that this line is so low, it's going to be hard to not bet on Tampa Bay because this is the lowest line you'll probably see all season.
I agree.
Sunshine, do you have a favorite, or are you just going to grace us with your celeb picks after all this nonsense?
Well, I'm going to take – this is a different route, obviously. This is Football Friday. But the Reds need me back.
I love this.
This is a code red. Because this is a code red emergency. The Reds are favored.
They are. They are.
Nationals.
Yep.
At -160, I believe.
Yep.
So
yep. That is correct.
The Reds because, like, it's unfathomable why they're so good when I bet on them, and I'm ashamed and I'm sorrowful that I haven't bet on them in a while because I've been just kind of in other things. But like, and I think the season's over. The season's over. But like, they need to finish strong. And obviously, the listeners don't know this, but we recorded an episode that never got aired, and I called that they would win the over on their season, and they have. However, they have woefully been a disappointment the last like 2 weeks. So they need to bounce back in a big way. They need to win out, and the Cardinals need to lose all the fucking the rest of the game. So. I'm going with the Reds as my favorite. I know it's Football Friday, and I know I went against the grain, but that's what I got right now because it's an emergency.
Hey, I freaking love it. You're coming in with this fresh energy. You're mixing it up on a Football Friday, and you're giving us a Reds money line for your favorite of the weekend, and that is okay. And yes, they desperately needed you. You probably should have came on 2 weeks ago to give the Reds that upper boost, but that's okay. That's okay. We will roll with it. Now, Sunshine, we're keeping you on the mic. We're keeping you hot. Give us your favorite underdog of the week, and I know you know who you're going for.
You bet you know who I'm going for. So now I'm switching gears, and I'm back to football. My favorite underdog of the week is going to be the Colts versus the Titans.
Yeah.
They are the Titans are the favorites. I think the Colts, over the past, like, 4 to 5 years, the Colts have been historically bad over the first couple weeks, yep. And it's about time for them to bounce back, and I think this is the week they bounce back, and they beat the Titans. I know Carson Wentz is going to tape his ankles up super thick, and he's gonna be playing this week, so I think the Colts finally break through in the win column this week over the Titans.
I love it. The flying Carson Wentzes are coming in. We're going for that dub for the Colts. Carson Wentz may not have a arm after this weekend, but we just got to get that first win. But hey, even if they don't win, they just need to cover the 5.5. And this is a division game. I could see them keeping it close. I love it. Let's go Colts.
1-0 in the division, baby. I'm calling it.
All right. I love it. I'm on board.
I will add, if Wentz plays, I think 5.5 is a great number to cover as an underdog, because against the Titans in division, I think this is within a field goal. If Wentz doesn't play, we might lose by 40. Yep. So it is strictly up to a game time decision, but you've got to like how big the line is, so that I will support the 5.5.
That it's so funny too, because before or even after we traded for Carson Wentz, everyone was screaming that this is Eason's season. He's the guy we need to roll with. And then we see him come in for one pass last weekend, and everyone's like, oh, dear God, how wrong were we?
It was a tough situation, but
it was.
You can't win a game with him, especially after an 0-2 start. And also another point, teams that start 0-3, granted, it is a 17-week season, so this is new, but you have less than a 10% chance to make the playoffs, which I know our division is ass, so you have to take that into consideration. But if the Colts go 0-3, I don't care how hard their first five is, 0-3 is really tough to bounce back from. So Colts have a lot to play for.
Well, and if we start out 1-2, you know, it's not great, but if you have that one win in the division at Tennessee, who is definitely going to be the toughest opponent. I mean, that's big time.
For sure.
So let's go Colts, and let's go Carson Wentz. All right, Matty Ice, who's your favorite underdog this week?
Like how we're doing a snake draft going back around. So my favorite underdog is the Chicago Bears. This is a homer pick.
Oh, he's giving the homer pick. Oh, no.
But there's a few things that I really love about this game. Chicago yep. Bears have Stefanski's number. As the offensive coordinator for the Vikings, he never scored more than 20 points against us when he was scoring on average over 28.5 points.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're holding him under 8 points. We have his number. He's going to try and run a lot against us, but we have Akeem Hicks and Roquan Smith. We're going to be able to shut that down. And I believe the team gets rallied up for Justin Fields' first career start. I think we lose by a touchdown, but not by a touchdown and a half.
I love it. You'll take the 7.5 all day, every day. So I actually don't hate that pick. If I am leaning one way or the other in that game, I actually think I am leaning towards the Bears.
I don't think the Browns have been able to shut down any team. They are a very good team, but they let teams creep back in every single time. If Stem's favorite player in the NFL, Tyrod Taylor, did not get injured, I think the Texans actually would have put up a great fight in that game.
Yep.
They were holding them close for three quarters, and I think the Bears are a better team than the Texans.
But hey, even without Tyrod Taylor, the Texans still covered that game. So I actually agree with you. I don't know that the Browns' defense is all that great. They do let teams kind of stay in the game. I think this one could turn into a bit of a shootout, and I agree with you. I think Justin Fields gives the Bears actually the best chance to win. And I think he could be explosive and just kind of shock some people in his first full week. It's always a crapshoot whenever a quarterback comes in that maybe wasn't planning on it. So it either can go, it usually goes one of two ways. They either are electric and dominant or they suck. And I think Fields had kind of a rough go at it just because he wasn't prepared for that week. So give him a full week of reps, full week of, you know, knowing what to expect. I think we could see some electricity from the Bears this weekend, and I think they might shock some people. And so I like the pick. All right, so Dish, what do you got for your favorite underdog?
Yeah, I was a little surprised this one was the underdog, but I guess it is because it's the 49ers and it's there. But I'm going Packers, and I'm actually going Moneyline, plus 140 on this. The game is at plus 3. 49ers are looking for a running back. I don't know. Somebody here could probably fill in, but they haven't looked that great, and honestly, the Packers got their first, you know, stinker out of the way, and then they looked great last week. I think they're going to be able to, you know, go through and play well at 49ers, and it's back in Rodgers' home state. So I'm thinking it's a good money line pick.
And Patty and I had talked about that,
yep.
And I was on the same side as you, Dish. I think the 49ers are way overrated right now. I just haven't seen anything from them. Even though they did beat the Eagles, it's more that we gave it to them in midfield than they were driving the ball so much. I didn't see a whole lot out of Jimmy G.
Connor, is this your underdog, or do you have a different underdog?
Nope, I have a different underdog.
Okay, so
I was just agreeing.
I am one of those people that is high in the 49ers. They were kind of my sleeper pick at the beginning of the season. I'm just not sure what the Packers are. I mean, yeah, they looked good last week, but they went up against the Lions. I don't think the Lions are anything to, you know, be like really happy that you guys beat the Lions. So I don't know. This one's kind of the most... not the most intriguing, but one of those where both teams, I'm not sure what they are yet. So I could see this going either way.
I just
look.
I'm not a psychic, but I just see this being Packers are down late and Rodgers has a chance for a drive to win the game. And I think 3 points is too much to give to Rodgers, no matter what you've seen from Green Bay so far. I can just speak that into existence. I don't know. I think 3 points is too much.
Okay.
I look more at the Lions-Packers game as a division game more than just they're playing the Lions. Like, to any other team outside of their division, yeah, it's just the Lions. It's basically a bye week for you. But division games are always fought pretty hard, no matter how good or bad the teams are, I think.
Fair. That absolutely could be fair. And Rodgers is a reigning MVP, so can't really count him out.
So going off of a division pick, my dog, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I think that...
I know it's coming. Just come on.
I think the team that's favored in this is just way overhyped right now, and I have them as a Super Bowl winner. The Chargers and Chiefs, I'm taking the Chargers to cover the 7 points in Arrowhead.
That is nowhere where I thought you were going to... You won't get flack for that. I thought you were going with your Eagles.
No, I'm not touching the Eagles game.
You're going with the Eagles.
I am not touching the Eagles game. No, but wouldn't you agree that it seemed like the Chiefs are a shell of themselves the past 2 weeks?
I would agree. My only concern is that after the loss they had last week, I think the Chiefs might come out and roll. With that being said, I do love a 7-point spread. I do think the Chiefs play to their competition, and yep. I could see this being closer than 7 points. But I just can't get over the fact that the Chiefs lost a game they shouldn't have last week.
Yeah,
and I could see an absolute steamrolling here by the Chiefs.
Well, don't forget that the Chargers came off of a stinker that they should have won against the Cowboys.
Good point.
True. Very true.
I will say also, I don't have the most up-to-date stat on this, but I remember last year saying Patrick Mahomes has never lost back-to-back games.
Mm.
Might be time to – it's that kind of scares me. If it was a – give me a 7.5, but that's 7, I just think Patrick Mahomes might go off for like 600 yards and 7 touchdowns. He doesn't take losses likely and are good, and they had Ravens numbers, and I think they're going to come out strong this week.
as a fellow Patrick myself and a I'm sorry, I had to do it.
You're the expert then, right?
Yeah. us Patricks, we love September. September is Patrick Mahomes month. I also have Patrick Mahomes on multiple fantasy teams. So I would be a huge fan if Patrick Mahomes puts up 600 yards and 5 touchdowns. But I actually am leaning towards taking the Chargers in this. The Chiefs never cover. I mean, that is just the fact of the matter. They don't cover. Even if the Chiefs end up winning that game last week, they don't cover. So I don't hate taking the Chargers to cover the 7 here. But I also, I don't have this as mine, but I don't hate looking at the over in this game either. We know the Chiefs will put up points. The Chargers defense or offense has been kind of lacking of late. I could see them wanting to come out and put up a bunch of points as well, especially in the division. This one might go over like 70 points. So maybe look at the over in this game too as well. But Diz, who do you like as your underdog this week?
If Connor's not going to say it, I'm going to say it. I love the Eagles +3. Maybe I'm salty because the Cowboys Hard Knocks was the worst Hard Knocks I've ever seen, and I just hate the Cowboys. But I don't know what to expect from Jalen Hurts. He looked like the best quarterback in week 1, and he looked like the worst quarterback in week 2. But Monday night game, I'm going to be watching it. I would love for the Eagles to win. I could see it happening. It's a division game. I think the Cowboys are riding high. They've played great 2 weeks in a row. And I truly think they have one of the worst coaching staffs in all of football. I don't know. I'm riding the Eagles.
So, a couple things, of course. First off, did you guys see that the Colts are going to be the first in-season Hard Knocks documentary ever this year?
I did see that. I'm pretty excited.
You're excited? Oh, I think that bodes poorly for us. But anyways, I actually agree with you here, Diz. I'm actually leaning towards the Eagles and the points, especially since it's at 3.5. I think this game is close. I'm not sure who wins, but if you give me 3.5, I'm completely okay with taking the points.
You guys are getting me too excited about this game.
Oh,
you need to settle down.
I'm sorry. We don't mean to get your hopes up, but again, Connor, by the time Monday comes, you'll have a pretty good feeling for how the weekend's going, how you're feeling about it. You might be completely on different ends by the time Monday rolls around.
Believe me, the only win that Eagles fans care about is beating the Cowboys.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's at Dallas, right? At Jerry World?
Yep.
So even more, if you guys pull that off, then you guys are really, really feeling yourselves. But, all right, I'll go into my underdog. This is a game we actually already talked about. Dolphins +3.5 versus the Raiders. Now, again, this one is an interesting one. Tua's out for the Dolphins. Jacoby Brissett's starting for the Dolphins. But I like Jacoby in Indy, and I think he got a bad rap. And I think if he wouldn't have gotten hurt, was it last year? I think we could have done some amazing – no, the year before that. Then we could have done some amazing things with him. But also the Raiders being 2-0 kind of feels like a fluke to me and kind of a trap. So I think this is one of those typical ones where everyone gets kind of high up on the Raiders and they put up a stinker of a game. And I think the Dolphins defense is pretty good. So I'm actually going Dolphins +3.5 there.
Gross.
I know. But moving on, I'll hit my over. I'm going Ravens and Lions over 49.5. The Lions can't stop anyone, but they can still put up points. I think the Ravens will run all over the Lions, but even though the Ravens mainly just run the ball, they can still put up points, even with all their injuries. We saw that last week against the Chiefs, and neither defense has done anything. So I'm thinking the points will be flying all over the place. So I'm going over 49.5.
Love it. Nothing gets my rocks harder than when you take an over, Patty.
I know. But the problem for you is you also then have to take an under at some point in this segment. So
that's correct. And I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it is yet. I'm frantically looking on FanDuel because I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay. All right. But Diz, why don't you grace us with your over pick?
Absolutely. So this is simple to me. I have it in a tease. Hate to spoil again. But 42.5 is a total point spread for Saints Patriots. And say what you want about these teams. 42.5 is such a low number. I teased it to 36.5.
Okay.
It's a game that's going to be in that 1 o'clock hour. I believe this might be a fantastic witching hour game on Red Zone. So this is one I think we're going to see a lot of. And I'm just rooting for points here. I want Jameis to bounce back. I picked him up as a backup on my fantasy team. Had an absolute stinker last week. I think these teams are actually going to score points, and I love that 42.5 number.
I actually very strongly disagree with you. At 36, I think that's a good number. But these are two top five defenses. No one knows what the Saints' offense is. I mean, they got Jimmy Winston for... And I understand you have a little skin in the game with him on your fantasy team and you want him to show back up, but I don't know that we will see another performance from him like we did from week one. And then I'm not sold on Mac Jones just yet. So I don't know. I hope your over hits, but I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I'm on the same bandwagon as Patty there. Sorry, it is.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I mean, again, I'm not an over expert. I'm an under expert. That to me seems like an under, but 36.5. I don't disagree with you taking the over in that. All right, Connor, what do you got for your favorite over?
So I'm taking a lot of points here. The most points out of any game. I'm taking the over on Buccaneers and Rams.
Okay.
We're looking at a lot of offense. This is going to be an Oprah Winfrey game. You know, you get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. Everybody gets a touchdown.
Love it.
55.5 points, though. I did look up the Buccaneers in their first game against the Cowboys, got 60 points. In their second game against the Falcons, we're looking at 73 points.
You're talking and, combined between the two teams.
Yes. And the Rams had two games where they were right around 50 points for both games as well. I mean, two really high-scoring offenses going up against each other, and their defenses just seem to let it happen because their offense is going to take care of the game.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I don't have this stat readily on me, but I heard on Hammer Don that every game that has had a total in the 50s so far this season has hit, or like every but one or two of them has. So I actually love the fact that you are going over in that game. We haven't seen, I mean, the Rams defense is pretty good, but I mean, the Colts put up a decent amount of points on them. So I actually don't dislike that over there.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Dish, what do you got for your over?
I'm going with the battle of two 0-2 teams. The over is 47.5, and it's on the Falcons-Giants game. I think Atlanta finally figures out how to score again. Neither team has any defense. And the Giants' passing game actually didn't look too bad against the Redskins last week.
Excuse me, Washington football team, please.
Sorry, my bad. Apologies. that's my pick. Over 47.5.
I love it. I can see it. Definitely seems like a game where neither defense is going to do much, but there's going to be points. So I can definitely, I'm with you on that one.
Plus, Matty Ice might be back. And Matty Ice, first time on the pod? I don't know.
Hey, let's do it. Heck, I'm with it. Let's get this Matty Ice thing into existence. Speaking of Matty Ice, what do you got for your over?
Yeah, so my over, I'd like to throw my input on that game real quick.
Okay.
I think Matty Ice may not be back, but I think Daniel Jones is fully back. Watch, he might get 120 yards rushing against that offense or defense. That man can run for his life.
He is one of the best running quarterbacks that people give no respect to.
Lamar Jackson, 1A, Daniel Jones, 1B.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But my over pick is also going to be for an over of 55.5 for the Vikings and Seahawks.
Okay.
I think both those teams have no idea how to finish a game. If this game doesn't go in overtime, I'd be shocked. This is going to be a 30-30. Just, you're going to keep seeing this on Red Zone and be like, how did that touchdown happen? You don't understand either of these offenses. You don't understand either of these defenses. Points are just going to happen.
They both do actually have a top 10 offense so far this season, and I just don't trust either of these defenses. It's going to be a wacky game, and I expect a lot of points.
Absolutely. Oh, as long as Dalvin Cook stays healthy and he's actually able to play this weekend, I believe they the Seahawks have like one of the worst five run defenses in the league, and we know Dalvin Cook can eat. So be on the lookout for that as well. Sunshine, I know this is a little out of your realm here, but do you have an over that you like?
Oh, you bet your sweet ass I do.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Okay, so, you know, I like to break the mold.
Yes, and I yes, like to go please.
Against the flow.
Yep.
So, I know this is Football Friday. Jesus Christ. But I'm going to bet the over, and this is a historic bet because this is the first time ever this can ever be said. I'm going to bet the over in the Vancouver Canucks versus the Seattle Kraken
preseason
yes. NHL game of 5.5. And when I'm is betting that? The over.
Is that game happening tonight?
That is on Sunday.
Okay. I absolutely love it.
And I also would like to take this opportunity to fully announce to the world that I am swearing my allegiance to the Seattle.
Yes. Yes.
Go Kraken.
Another one. Let's go. Kraken. Release the Kraken. Release the Kraken.
Call me a bandwagoner. I don't care. I'm starting at the ground level because I believe this is a way to fully buy in to an NHL yes. franchise.
Yes.
And me and Patty have had this discussion, and I don't want to speak for Pat or put words in his mouth, but I am bought in on the Seattle Kraken, and they are who I'm going to be pulling for this next NHL season. So my over is 5.5 for the Seattle Kraken over the Vancouver Canucks.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, a few things. First off, Sunshine, you are not a bandwagoner if you've been a fan of the team since inception. So
no, yeah, I fully agree. And I ever since they like announced there was a team and that first night there was the draft and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We had that discussion and we decided. Yep. And I, like I said, I don't want to speak for you, but in terms of the NHL, I'm all in on the on
yes.
Release the Kraken.
Is exactly. You got it. And if Diz has taught us anything, if an NHL game has an over-under at 5.5, you hammer the over.
Yep.
So you're checking off all the boxes here, Sunshine. I'm a big fan. Absolutely love it.
Just a quick behind the scenes.
If we could, yeah. If we could,
Matty Ice just handed Sunshine a fifth of Kraken
black spiced
rum.
Oh my gosh, this just keeps getting crazier and crazy.
He might throw up. I hope he doesn't take it because it tastes like rubbing alcohol, but we do have that in the house. Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken is a trigger word. You have to take a pull.
Oh, I absolutely, absolutely love it. All right. Sunshine, I know you just went, and again, you like to break the mold, but do you have a favorite under for Football Friday?
Oh, man.
I know, it's tough. Maybe under on Cardinals wins the rest of the season?
Yeah. Can you come back to me? Can I popcorn this to someone else? And then
he's got to take a shot real quick.
I gotta take a pull of this crack real quick.
That's fine, but if we come back to you, you better bring the heat. You better have something.
Okay.
All right, Matty Ice, give us your favorite under for this week.
I want to throw up even thinking about this game. It's the Cardinals versus Jags.
Okay.
Just the Jags, what is that team? Urban Meyer is going to fake another heart attack by week 6.
Oh, man.
I don't think he has any idea what he is doing. If you heard him talking to Vic Fangio, yep. he said it's like playing Alabama every single week, except the NFL is full of Alabama players. They have no idea what's going on. Cardinals, I think, can easily score 30 to 37 points.
Yeah.
And Jags score 13. Not against Watt Watts and Chandler Jones. It's taking the under on that one. I think that's pretty easy. 51.5 is way too high for that game.
The only thing that concerns me there is like garbage time touchdowns, right? People are worried that the Jags might actually cover this game. I know the Cardinals are kind of hit or miss, and they didn't cover last week. The Cardinals will put up points. The Jags, I don't think, will be able to keep up, but I'm worried there might be a couple garbage time touchdowns where the Cardinals have their backups in or some shit, and they end up somehow covering that. But I don't hate that under.
Yeah, I'm seeing like a 31-17 kind of game where I don't trust the Jags whatsoever. Also, I don't trust the Cardinals that much either. Cliff is not a very good coach. Kyler Murray is just a fantastic player, and they just have so much skill plays happen. I don't think they do a good offense. They just make plays based on just skill, and I just think that kind of shows this week where they score points, but it's on big plays, and they can't actually sustain drives.
I like it. Absolutely love it. All right, Dish, who's your favorite under this week?
So I'm going with the division game and Connor's team, the Eagles-Cowboys, under 51.5. I know the Cowboys have been rolling, but the Eagles' defense, I will give it to them, is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And being the division game, I think there's going to be a lot of kicks back and forth, and it's going to be a field position game, so I can see this one going under the 51.5.
This is done.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the Eagles' defense is one that has slept on too much.
I think they're going to make them one-dimensional too, because the Eagles' defensive line is pretty dang good, and we saw that the Cowboys, you know, haven't been able to get the run going yet. So it's going to be only passing on their side. So I think the Eagles will be able to lock in on that, making it one-dimensional.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Connor, what do you got here? Okay. Sorry about that. They're going Trav, off the Trav, rails a little
Trav
bit.
Trav about just threw up. So he was planning that for a while, and he about gagged. Sorry about that.
So sad news from the Eagles D-line.
Uh-oh.
My wife's favorite player, Brandon Graham, torn Achilles. He's one of my favorite on the D-line. He's out for the season. So that's unfortunate, but we are pretty deep at the defensive line. We do like to rotate players. So I don't think too many steps, but him on the defense, being one of the top players, he will be certainly missed personally by the other players at least. So my under that I was worried about was, I was reassured here, Cardinals and Jags. I chose the same for the same reason.
Okay.
So we don't need to spend too much time on it. And I feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Bet together, win together. If you have multiple people in the same one, you got to love it. Diz, what's your favorite under?
So once again, favorite under is a contradiction. I will never have a favorite under.
Gosh, I keep forgetting that. That's on me. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's strictly an emotional hedge. It's the Colts Titans, and I just think if the Colts are to win this game, it's because they score a lot of points. If the Colts don't win this game, I think the under is going to hit. So I'm taking under 48.5. I don't have a lot of analysis on an under. That is not my bag of tricks. But I think the Colts could come out sloppy. I think they, especially, I don't know if Wentz is going to play. I know I've talked about that a lot, but without knowing who's at quarterback, I love taking an under at 48.5. Well, I don't love taking an under, but 48.5 is too steep, not knowing who our quarterback's going to be.
Almost got you there, Diz.
Almost. All right.
So for my under, I actually liked a lot of unders this week. I was looking at Dolphins Raiders, but I used that for another one of my picks. So I think I'm going to go with Steelers and Bengals under 43. We all know Joe Burrow leads the league in getting pressured, and the Steelers' D is very good, even though they are a bit banged up. I think TJ Watt's a questionable, but I think I don't think it matters who the Steelers have out there on defense. I think they're going to get pressure on Burrow. And then the Steelers' offense hasn't shown anything to me this far in the season. So I'm going to make them kind of beat me. You know, they say, you know, until they beat you, you're not going to change anything. So I'm going under 43 for the Steelers-Bengals game.
My only thought here, I didn't want to say it when someone took the Steelers earlier, but I just think Big Ben might be really bad.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly seems like it so far this season.
Tim, do you know, or Diz, do you know he went on a diet before the season? That is a crucial point for Big Ben.
I do know he went on a diet. I've been on a few diets before, and every time I lose weight, I gain it all back. I think it's bulk season for Big Ben. I think he's going to come out flat.
So you think Big Ben needs to get off the diet and go back to his old ways?
Absolutely. I think he's already doing it. I think we're starting to see it.
Oh, okay.
Give him a walking boot and he's good to go.
Hey, absolutely. I know it's his pec, but if you give him a walking boot anyways, just for good measure, I think you see Big Ben put up some numbers. All right, Sunshine. I hope you're still alive, you're still breathing, but any hope for an under from you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just want to apologize earlier for my loud outburst. I hate to interrupt Connor, but I took a pull of the crack and black spice rum for my boys on the ice this Sunday night. So that was what that was all about. But back on track, and I'm actually going to stay in the Friday football lane this time.
Hey-o!
And my under is going to be for the New England-New Orleans game. Because I
love
hate
it.
Both teams with a passion, and if it was possible for both teams to lose, I would want that to happen. Like the grumpy cat meme, I hope both teams lose. Their over-under is 42.5. I'm taking the under because I want it to be the most boring, awful game in the history of NFL football. And if it was possible for both teams to lose, I would want that, but that's going to be my under.
Absolutely love it. I'm with you there. I think that's going to happen anyways, even though Diz had the over, but we'll certainly see. So games we did not touch on, Washington football team versus the Buffalo Bills. Anything here? I personally have not been impressed with the Washington football team this so far this year. I actually had them winning the NFC Beast early on, but now I'm not so sure. And I think Josh Allen might just torch this defense.
I agree with you, but I think the team I'm least impressed with so far is the Buffalo Bills. I haven't seen a lot out of them yet, so I think this might be their week to pop. I don't like the 7 number. That's why I stayed away. But I can see the Bills rolling here, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like they're due. That's really all it is. I feel like they're a better team than how they've played, and I feel like against a team like Washington, granted they have a good defense, I could see this being the game where we realize who they actually are.
I'm ready to see Josh Allen do something.
Me too, sure. Man. Me too.
I'm ready. Everyone has said MVP season, Josh Allen. Let's start seeing it.
And as another fantasy football owner, you know, I'd really love to see it.
I also am a fantasy football owner, and I have him on the bench for Derek Carr this week.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that concludes Football Friday. It's been electric so far. So anybody have any celeb bets that they want to share? This is Celeb Bet Friday. So if you have a celeb bet that you'd like on the record for the possibility of winning some free Sports Betting by Dummies merch, now is the time. And I believe Dish at least has one for us.
Yep. I just sent it to you, Pat. Yep. So thankfully it made the deadline. Going back to NASCAR, though. So this is playoff time. If you guys didn't know, this is race number 4. They just had their elimination round, so 4 drivers just got eliminated.
Okay.
So I'm going, and this is a odds boost on FanDuel right now, too. I think it's from +210 to +300. Is that what I have?
You definitely have +300. So it's definitely boosted to +300.
Yep, so I lost my same game parlay yesterday, so this is a $10 credit. Thanks, Christian McCaffrey. But I got $10 to win $40, and Denny Hamlin to finish top 3. So the last race, he finished 4th there this season, and then the race before, he finished 3rd. Their team is historically good at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, so and their team also has 3 drivers still in the Actually, no, they have all 4. They have all 4 drivers still in the chase. So I think this team's going to work well together, and Denny's going to be top 3.
Nice. Love it. Doing a little shake and bake with the teammates?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And this is Sunday night at 7, if anyone's interested.
Perfect. Right during Sunday night football. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Yep.
I hate to interrupt the celeb bet. I do love that pick. I do love when Dish makes a NASCAR pick. It's almost a guaranteed hit. Finau just made a putt to get his first point, and I want to make it clear my lock of the year was Finau over 1.5. Pat, I know you had Shane Lowry to be the leading scorer for the European rookies. That's not going to happen. You're dead.
Yeah. I was going to say, that one hurts a little bit. Yeah.
Finau over 1.5, lock of the year. Feeling great. That just happened. We tried not to burst out. Should have put it on mute so I could yell a little bit, but feeling great about that. Sorry to interrupt.
It's all good. Does anyone else have a bet that they would like to officially put on for Celeb Bet Friday?
Cooper Kupp, 2+ touchdowns.
Ooh, okay, okay. You're not worried that the Buccaneers might hone in on Cooper Kupp?
No worry. No worry. Okay. He's okay. Got it. I was going to go with Gronk getting 2 touchdowns, but I feel more confident that they have less weapons than the Buccaneers on offense.
Okay. There you go. I'm sure you got pretty decent odds on that, too.
Did anybody else in fantasy bench Mike Evans on week 2 after watching the week 1 game and him being terrible and getting nothing? Because I did.
The classic overreaction to week 1. Yep. You're like, I can't start this guy again in week 2, and then boom.
Yep.
Quite unfortunate. But all right, I think that does it for celeb bets.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah.
Matty Ice has a best bet. Should he go now because he's a celeb, or should he go during best bets?
He can go ahead and go now. That's fine.
Okay. So I have 2.
Yep.
So I think the key with DraftKings is you have to hit these same game parlays. They give you ridiculous odds for things that are very likely to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm plus a lot of units because I'm getting plus 500, plus 700 on average between these, and you just got to hit 1 or 2 out of 4, and you're making money. So the 2 that I have this week, and I think the keys are to go to teams that are very good and have very good QBs because QBs pop off. So my first bet, same game parlay, 7 picks, Chiefs plus 3.5. Kelce touchdown, Patrick Mahomes over 169.5 passing touchdown yards. Justin Herbert over 249 passing yards. Chiefs plus 2.5 touchdowns. Chargers plus 1.5 touchdowns. And Mike Williams, anytime touchdown scorer. I think he pops off. If you take him out, it's plus 250, which is still great odds. And I think all those things are almost a guarantee to happen. And that ends up being plus 600. I really don't see a world where that doesn't happen in that game. I think it's high scoring. And then my second one, another mouthful. It is Bucks plus 7.5. Cooper Kupp, anytime touchdown scorer. Rob Gronkowski, anytime touchdown scorer. Matthew Stafford, plus 249.5 yards. Tom Brady, over 249.5 yards. Rams over 20.5 points. Bucks over 23.5 points. Kind of riding what we said earlier with the over on that Buccaneers game. I just think both of those games that I said are very high scoring. I think there's a lot of touchdowns. And you're really just betting that the quarterbacks are going to do good and you're going to make money.
Nice. I love it. Make sure you put that in the chalkboard app because that was a lot to follow.
Yep, sorry about that.
No, you're good. That's good. And the fact that you hit these like on the regular, I'm always like, dude, Matty Ice gave us another winner in the chalkboard app. So, big fan. All right, Diz, let's review our best bets from Thursday. Well, I should say mine. None of yours have hit yet. You've got 3 pending. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that's fine. I went 2-1 last night. Definitely should have been 3-0. Terrible beat in that college football game. But it is what it is. So in the best bets comp, Diz, I am down 1.02 units, and you are down 3.92 units. But again, you have bets outstanding. So that could easily just disappear if all of your best bets hit, and it sounds like Finau might be already hitting for you.
Yes, sir.
So let's get into the best bets tonight. I only have one left. I did have one earlier. It was the Cardinals-Cubs game 1 over 8.5. That one cashed easily, so I won't worry about going into that. And then this one's for my boy Sunshine. I'm going Cincinnati first 5 minus half a run versus the Washington Nationals. I know he's going full game money line, but I'm going first 5 minus 1.5. So both teams are pitching righties. Espino is going for the Nationals. He has a 3.94 ERA with a 4.99 expected and a 4.56 ERA without Spider Tech. And then my boy Sonny Gray is going for the Reds. 3.84 ERA with a 2.98 expected and a 4.11 ERA without Spider Tech. And then, of course, the icing on top. Nats are 20th against righties, where the Reds are 8th, and the Reds are at home. Give me Reds first five minus half a run.
Yeah. I did.
There you go, Sunshine. Diz, what do you got for your best bets?
All right, so you guys know what it is on a Sunday. I got a 1 o'clock tease, and then I got a late game tease. Yep. My 1 o'clock tease, Cardinals minus 1.5 against the Jags. Matt Jax talked about it. I think the Jags are absolute dog shit. And I just can't see getting it to 1.5. That's just a lock for me. I took the Bears up to plus 13.5. Loved what Matty Ice was saying. This will be a game that we have on a separate TV, so we're going to watch this entire game. And then Saints-Patriots teasing it to 36.5. I know I already talked about it. Might be a gross game, but 36.5 is such a low number. So I think that is a lock as well. That's my 1 o'clock tease. $10 to win 14. And then my late game tease, I got the Raiders plus 3. I took 6.5 on this last tease. Broncos to minus 4 and Seahawks to plus 4. I think all of those are locks. We all talked about those games a little bit. Feeling great. Had a horrible week last week, but ready to bounce back, ready to get your ass in the best bets comp.
I mean, it's there for the taking, Diz, if you really want it.
Oh, I want it bad, bub.
What's the plus on that?
The 1 o'clock tease is plus 140, and the late game tease is plus 130. It went down to plus 130 because I did 6.5 instead of 6.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, it's time for everyone's favorite part of the podcast, the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Now, I'm going to make this declaration because I made this last weekend. I'm going to do it again. I'm actually going to follow through with it this time. So, yes, I have a Hail Mary parlay of the day that happens just today, just tonight. I will have maybe one or more on Saturday and definitely one or more on Sunday. I will tweet those out at SportsBetByDumb. I will also make sure those are on Instagram for those that are following. Shout out Top Dog. I know he's following on Instagram now. So this is just for tonight. Now, I know Connor already knows what the value is on this Hail Mary parlay of the day, but does anyone else want to take a guess on the value?
This is all baseball, right?
No. So this is two college football games and then the rest baseball.
Okay.
I got an anonymous tip from Big Mike, who couldn't be on the pod. He says $1 to win 16,000. Is that accurate?
God, why do you have to do that? Yes, Dirty Mike was right. It's $1.
I could have just guessed 16,000, but you would have known it was bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm going 640 bucks then.
That's $1, Bob. And actually, if we're going by Price is Right rules, Dish actually wins, but it is $1 to win $15,960.59. For the record, one of these has already hit, so we're on our way, boys.
Cash out.
I will have to look and see what the cash out value is. But the two for college football, I'm going Charlotte minus 2.5 versus Middle Tennessee, and then Wake Forest plus 3.5 versus Virginia. And then the rest of these are baseball. I got Pittsburgh and Philly, first five over 4.5. I got Texas and Baltimore, first five over 5.5. I've got Reds, first five minus a half versus the Washington. Boston, first five plus half run versus the Yankees. Cleveland, first five money line versus the White Sox. Kansas City, first five plus a half run versus Detroit. Tampa Bay, first five minus 1.5 versus Miami. Milwaukee, first five money line versus the Mets. Giants, first five result versus Colorado. Wait, that can't be right. Hold on, something messed up. Because I have Tampa Bay in here twice, so one of these is not right. Hold on. This is good podcasting right here. So who plays, let's see, who plays Miami, Tampa Bay, and then who plays? Oh, so it's Toronto first five minus half run versus Minnesota, and then the Angels first five plus half run versus the Seattle. Dodgers first five minus 1.5 versus Arizona, and then finally Atlanta money line versus San Diego. So there you have it, boys. Is there anything that anyone needs to get off their chest before we call it a week? Or yeah, call it a week. Yeah.
Get cracking.
Let's get cracking. Don't say it
again. We don't need Trev to take any more polls. Don't say it again.
Anything from you, Diz, or from the Peanut Gallery?
U.S., in a quick turn of events, we might only be up 5-3 after day one. Literally right when you were giving your Hail Mary parlay, DeChambeau missed the putt. So we're in a bad spot, but I mean, bad spot is a good thing because, you know, we had an emotional hedge with Europe at plus 215. So I think we're okay. I think we're still going to pull it out. But yeah, a little quiet here just because we watched him miss that putt. So nothing really to add. Let's have a good weekend, boys.
So DraftKings has that boost for Sunday night and I think Monday night games where if you bet 20, you get a credit back if you're the first touchdown scores. And if they score throughout the game, you get that credit back. I'm not sure what they are this week, but I typically play that one on weekends also. So I don't know. Maybe next week we can give a guess on that.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. So we will add that to the mix next week for Football Friday. But thank you all for listening. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. Feel free to message us, DM us, let us know some of your picks. You know, the more the merrier. Bet together, win together. I hope that everyone has a nice, wonderful, profitable weekend. And we will see you all on Monday.